Well, mixed reaction from stock markets on the first day of trading after pro-bailout parties came out on top in Greece's elections. Some European markets up, the FTSE down. Let's get the reaction of our man at the trading floor of Alpari, James Hughes. And James, a fairly muted reaction from markets so far.
Yeah, and I think it's very dangerous when you get that, the sort of hype and hysteria that we were getting about these Greek elections beforehand. And of course, we saw the Spanish bailout last week. That was mooted as well because of the fears about this election. And really, none of that huge volatility or huge market moves have really materialized. We saw, like we saw last week with the Spanish bailout, the market saw this as initially as good news. The markets did get a shot in the arm first thing this morning. Futures were expected to open higher, and they did. The euro went higher. So we saw positivity coming out of it. But it's almost like it's back to the old way again. You've got the New Democracy Party, which is the pro-bailout party who's been voted in. And it seems that how the market is feeling about this is that it's the same old thing yet again. They're in favour of everything that's been gone ahead so far. So it's almost like Germany will be in the lead. They're going to still force these austerity measures in. And to the rest of the world, this could just be the same old for the Eurozone crisis.
But you do get the feeling that something has got to give eventually, and this is just delaying the inevitable once again.
Well, that is, of course, the case. But the problem is we've been saying this for almost 2 years now about something's got to give, someone's got to go, or something's got to be done. Now, what people are talking about now, because this is almost the same thing again, is revisiting this story of euro bonds, with which Angela Merkel has been totally against for quite a long time. So we're revisiting that, and we're revisiting all the old stories, which are alternatives to Greece coming out of the eurozone as to how we solve this problem. But the issue that, of course, we've got is the same one, which hasn't gone away at all, and was going to be still the case if the other party got in. But that's the fear of contagion in Italy, in Spain, in Portugal, and all those other countries.
Surely Angela Merkel and her partners could give the Greeks something else, and so that the austerity measures aren't quite as bad, and then perhaps they could get on with it in Greece.
That is the other side of it, is how much are the austerity measures needed within the country? Are they too tough? And the whole problem about this crisis is that it is looking into the unknown. We've never had this type of situation before. We've never had the single currency like this before. So there is fears that, of course, that even the leaders at the top, they are looking into the unknown as well. And no one necessarily knows if they're being too firm, they're not being firm enough, or what it's going to take to get everyone out of this. And I think that's why a few people are slightly disappointed that the other party, the left-sided party,